I'm Caroline Can, Kevin Bowen, Matt Taylor over there. You've seen us, but you've never seen the Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert. .com radio studio before. So we're taking you behind the scenes. We're going to talk about the 8 draft picks that the Colts picked in last weekend's draft. We're going to talk kind of who we think maybe the sleeper might be, the biggest surprise, who's going to make the most impact. So let's jump right into it. 8 picks, 6 defenders. Let's go first with the biggest impact player. Who do you think is immediately going to be able to jump on, either have the biggest impact or just the most playing time? Not everyone at once, boys.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, no one wants to be wrong right now.
Absolutely. So I would say outside of Malik Hooker, who I think could be an obvious choice, I'm going to go with the second round pick in Quincy Wilson out of Florida. I think a lot of people had him as a first rounder grade wise, and I think he fell to the Colts, and that's a great thing because he feels a big need for this defense. They need somebody that can come in, be a shutdown corner on the other side of the field opposite of Vontae Davis. And now it's an even bigger issue for the Colts now that Darius Butler is moving to safety. So I think he'll come in right away and play, could be a starter and be a big time asset to this defense in press coverage. Last year in college, quarterbacks posted a 29.9 rating against him, the lowest mark in the SEC. So this is a player who's definitely comfortable in man-to-man situations, which the Colts like to play.
Insane.
I know I should have gone first because I hate agreeing with Matt Taylor, but I will definitely agree with you in this case. By far the biggest positional need the Colts had going into the draft was the cornerback spot. Needed to get a starter opposite Vontae Davis. And the thing that you like about Quincy Wilson is he played in the best conference of college football. The SEC is the closest thing you're going to get to the NFL level in the collegiate game. And what you like about Quincy Wilson is his size. I mean, Matt went over those stats, and that's extremely impressive to be the number one cornerback in that conference. But he's 6'1", 213 pounds. That's big for an NFL corner. That's what Chris Ballard wants. That's what Chuck Pagano wants. So, yeah, Quincy Wilson, he had a first-round grade by a lot of people, and I expect him to be the starter opposite Vontae Davis week one against the Rams.
Well, 1, 2, 3, we might have 3 all in agreement here. Because I had Quincy Wilson as well, but I also think Malik Hooker is going to be an interesting storyline. I think he's going to have a big impact. I think he'll be out there starting, but I think that sends Darius Butler into an interesting position. Does he slide back into the nickel? What does that then do with those cornerbacks? I just think it's going to be an interesting backfield to look at. You have Vontae Davis and Darius Butler, the kind of the old guys. They joke about it in press conferences and even in the locker room, but it's going to be interesting to see how these young guys come in, who makes the immediate impact, and what that does with Darius Butler. The backfield, obviously defensive backfield, biggest spot to watch as these things unfold in the offseason. All right, so then I want to show the offensive guys a little bit of love because I think this is where the sleepers are living in this. I think these are some guys, the 2 guys that were taken on the offensive side of the ball, Zach Banner and then running back Marlon Mack. Those are the 2 guys. They're both my sleepers. Ha, ha, ha. I've taken both of them, but I want to hear from you guys. What do you think with the sleeper group?
Yeah, well, I have a feeling Matt's going to say Zach Banner. So I will.
Why do you feel
with,
that way? Why do you feel that way?
I just know you. Nate Hairston, the name that Matt threw out earlier, I think he could be a sleeper, the 5th-round pick out of Temple, the second-to-last pick that the Colts had in the 2017 draft. I mean, what is that number 3 corner? What is that number 4 corner right now on the roster? I don't think we know that. So I think Nate Hairston comes in. I know he only played corner for 2 years at Temple, but I think his ceiling is very high. Todd Bowles, the Jets head coach, raved about him and what he saw at Temple observing practices. So this is a guy that has cornerback traits. He's 6 foot. He moved around in Temple's defense. So he's maybe not a guy that you're going to pencil in from day one and say definite starter, but he could earn a lot of playing time. So he's my sleeper. Marlon Mack, the running back out of South Florida, would be my other sleeper that could definitely fit in. Yeah, napper.
Napper.
There you go.
We got sleepers and nappers in here.
Yes.
Yeah, I am going to go with Zach Banner. Kevin was accurate. You know, it's not like the Colts are completely set in stone on the right side, especially at right tackle. You got Denzel Good and the Raven Clark. Clark has played in only 8 games and has started 3, and Good has only started 6 games at right tackle. So I understand the arrow is up on those guys. It's pointing in the right direction, but that doesn't mean Banner can't come in and compete and beat them out. I mean, I know he's trying to get up to NFL shape or into NFL shape, but you can't teach those raw measurables. 6'8", a ton of athleticism. He also played basketball in college. So if this guy gets on you, it's over. As we talked about, Kevin, in the past, you're not going to go anywhere, and he could be a big time force, a big time boss inside the running game. And I look for him to possibly push in training camp the right tackle position for the Colts.
I still would be surprised if Zach Banner started day one. I think he's got potential, but I think LaRaven Clark is your starter.
If he doesn't start and 6'9", 360 gets mad about that, he can get mad at other people. I do not want that giant of a
man. That's why I sit in the press box. That's why I sit up there.
The reason why the door is open just a little bit is because you don't have a ton of experience.
Agreed.
With Good and LaRaven Clark. Yeah. That's why I mentioned that.
It's a great debate.
It is. Well, there you've heard it from us. You've heard who we think will make the biggest impact. The sleepers, the nappers, we've talked about them all.